On Your Mark, Get Set, Podcast. Oh, podcasting like we mean it. Welcome to episode 67 of the Red Boy Podcast, featuring me, Absolute Amy.
We're here discussing child development with some experts. Tell me the normal development of, say, a two-year-old.
My truck.
So a child that age should know two to four-word phrases. Good. And what about cognitive development? Ah, engaging in pretend play. I see. And what of social
Look, Anna!
Being enthusiastic about the company of other children. All right, thank you.
It's time to change how we view a child's growth. It's not just physical. There are milestones your child should reach in how he plays, learns, speaks, and acts. A delay in any of these areas could be a sign of a developmental problem, even autism. The good news is, the earlier it's recognized, the more you can do to help your child reach his full potential. Talk with a doctor. Visit cdc.gov/act early or call 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Learn the signs. Act early.
The Tripod Network. What's on?
Hey, this is Trent, and you're listening to T1 Show. No, you're listening to the Red Boy Podcast. Absolutely, Amy and Matt. Peace out.
The Red Boy Podcast, keeping podcasting wild.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest, and you are listening to one of my dear friends,
Absolute Amy. Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, 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 potato. Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast.
Cold spaghetti,
cold
spaghetti. Amy. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti.
Here's the big part. Ready?
Give me that, give me that, give me that food.
Hold on, quiet, hold on, here we go.
Mashed banana, mashed banana.
Okay, all right. Welcome to the insane podcast known as the Red Boy Podcast. Amy, how are you?
I'm great. That's one of my very favorite Wiggles songs.
Well, nobody decided to sponsor the earworm this week.
So our children did.
So I decided to just play a cruel joke on the rest of the podosphere and torture everybody with that. So anytime I want, I can just go,
hot potato, hot potato.
And you will want to Drano your brain.
We sang that on the way down to my mom and dad's.
Yeah.
And we were doing all the hand stuff too while I'm driving.
I call you from my goof tooth and all I hear is, dibba dibba. I'm like, what are you listening to? It was horrible.
It's keeping my children happy.
Yeah, so the earworm, there's your earworm of the week. We'll torture you throughout the podcast with that. And actually, we need to have a disclaimer. Maybe I need Raymer to create a disclaimer. I was talking to Dennis from 101 Uses for Baby Wipes literally minutes ago, and he actually provided us with that PSA. I guess this is Autism Awareness Month, so please be aware of that. We actually have a neighbor child who has autism, so it's fairly close to us, so thought we'd play up for him, but he said we need a disclaimer because he's going to start forwarding his psychological therapy bills to us for the crap we get stuck in his head. I don't claim to, we need to disavow. The only thing I have is your disclaimer. I don't have one for the general podcast.
Oh, well, so, I'm sorry.
Hot potato, hot potato.
All right, I can already tell I'm going to have too much fun with that tonight, so.
All right.
And if I sound a little better this evening, that's because I was checking. I checked the volumes and things
the
of our podcast.
The bass has been turned down, ladies and
gentlemen. Yeah, I talked to our producer and had them pull some bass out of my microphone, so I realized I was listening.
He's adjusting the knobs.
Hold on, one moment,
please.
We'll just pause, please. Hold on. All right, apologize for that. Yes, we had our producer remove some of the bass out of my voice because it sounded really bassy. When I was into it in the car, I pulled all the bass out. I'm just like, hello, babe. I was trying to make, because I really don't like my voice, so I try and make it sound as deep and radio-like as I can. And all I did was just throw
my... This is my radio voice.
You could hear you, and I was like... So, you know.
A little less bass.
Probably nobody else knows it but me, but that's...
Turn up the tenor.
Turn up the treble, not the tenor. Let me see here. I have a high, mid, and low. I don't see a tenor knob, aim. Thanks for the suggestion, though. We appreciate it. Glad you're not the... glad you're not the producer.
Okay.
Amy, tell us about your dreams.
I am telling you, this is so bizarre.
This is really weird. Even I don't have these kind of dreams.
Okay. First of all, I had this dream. And for some reason, I don't know where we were at, but we had to get on...
You don't know where you're at in your dream, right?
Mm-mm. Okay. We're in like a hotel. Or I'm in a hotel. We've been separated. I'm going up to the room.
Okay.
So
this is all in your dream.
This is my dream.
Okay.
And so I get on there and I hear this gal talking, and she's talking to somebody, and she's like, "Well, I'm Shelly, and you know, I do a podcast," and da 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 da. And I'm sitting there going, "Shelly, it's Amy. It's absolute Amy." It was the stupidest. That was really pretty much...
So do you guys like go for a drink or something, or just...
No, we just... then we just started talking about podcasting, and everybody in the elevator was like, "Well, what's podcasting?" and blah blah blah. And it was just very bizarre.
That is incredible.
But I
weird.
Dreamed about Shelly. I don't even know what Shelly really looks like. I mean,
you dreamed about... not only did you dream about Shelly, but then you also just overall dreamed about podcasting, which mm-hmm. is bizarre too. And what have I told you about eating during podcasting?
I'm sorry. I'm loving the chocolate.
Amy bought these chocolate chips, I guess you make like chocolate chip cookies out of. But we have to buy special ones for Luke. He has his peanut allergies. We buy them from this factory that's no penis, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think there's going to be enough to make any cookies because...
No, there's still a full bag up there.
God.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Cleanse my brain.
Potato. I mean, that looks like we're...
So there you go. Shelly's entered Amy's dream world. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe listen to...
I think Shelly's... it was probably because of her promo thing that she did for us, like the bar thing.
I was going to say, because Shelly's is more of a technical podcast. I don't think you listen to it that much, so I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, it was very funny. And then, I don't know, it was funny. So, now, well, thank you. A big thank you going out to Rebecca.
Keep reading.
For signing our frapper map.
Do I have to type this in complete sentences for you?
I don't understand what you're thinking.
No. I write this for myself. No, okay. Rebecca Rebecca is here in the cornfields of Central Illinois
with us.
Yes. Rebecca something. I didn't want to put her last name on the podcast.
Does she podcast?
It didn't say anything. Just said, and there's no picture or anything. She just signed her map. What are you listening for?
Our baby screaming.
It's his movie.
Are you sure?
Give me a
pause.
Oh, geez. Hold on. This is going to be the longest podcast. Hold on. We'll be back. Please hold. Okay, we're back. False alarm, kids.
Hold on. I don't have my earbuds back in.
Put your headphones back in.
All right, here they come.
So, yes, thanks to Rebecca. And also thanks, I believe, Frapper has the worst user interface. I can never figure out where I'm at or what I'm doing. But I think Steve and Maureen from Wicked Good Podcast also posted on the map.
Cool.
I know they did. I don't know if they did recently or if it's old. I'm very confused. And for some reason, if you're friends with somebody else, somehow I get all these updates from like Z and Z's map for some reason. I don't know. I'm very confused about Frapper. But if you'd like to sign our map, pin our map, whatever they do to the map, we'd appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
The Frapper map.
All right. I need to take my finger off the mouse. All right. And speaking of podcasters around the world, which I really wasn't, but on the map, there's a Australia. That's what I'm trying to get to. And our good friend, Aussie Tom, who I have learned finally, his lovely bride, Anna, allowed him to get broadband.
Yay!
Which he's saying it's not as fast as what he thought it should be, but much better than dial-up. So hopefully we'll see Aussie Tom back in his house in the podosphere. So go big boy Tommy.
Yay.
And we haven't heard from Aussie Dave recently, so Aussie Dave, but he said his brother Dave still listens to the Red Boy podcast, so thank you, Dave. And we haven't heard from Cousin Rick either.
I know it.
You know, he was hot and heavy talking and commenting and buying t-shirts and fell off the map. So we'll see if Cousin Rick's still out there. And we don't know if neighbor Tim has listened. We know neighbor Jim doesn't listen, but...
Do you want me to look out and see if what they're watching tonight on TV?
What's on TV across the street there, Amy? Is it off?
They're not home.
Ah, damn. All right, next week.
Because I'll tell you what, from our bathroom, I have discovered that you can watch their TV perfectly.
Until the leaves come in the springtime. You know what that, you know, Amy, you know what the rule is. If they can see you, you can, if you can see them, they can see you.
I know. I don't care.
Jeez. And May, next month, May, is Podcast Sweeps Month.
Wow.
To the best of my knowledge, this has been.
Is this our ratings period?
I guess. To the best of my knowledge, it was determined by Aaron at the big show that May is Ratings Sweeps Month. Just randomly thrown out there. So for whatever reason, May is Podcast Sweeps Month. I thought about giving away that Mac over there, but I don't think I could come up with a good enough...
You can't give that Mac away. You already gave it away.
I know. Your brother-in-law wants it now.
That's okay, because he is the official high school football coach of the Red Boy Podcast.
You're jumping far too far ahead into the show notes. We will get to the new football sponsorship that we're part of, right? It's not a sponsorship, but I digress. So, yes. But it's Sweeps Month. We'll have to come up with something. But, you know, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo is our official podcast anniversary. 1 year, May 5th, babe. So we got to get loaded on margaritas.
You and I podcast together because you were tinking.
I started a couple, two or three before that, but Cinco de Mayo was
begging me and begging me.
And I'll get the clip for the anniversary show. I'm anti-podcast.
You still sound like this, but you don't say anti-podcast anymore.
I sound like a gremlin?
I don't know what that was. A troll? I don't know.
Nice.
Hello, my precious.
Did I tell you how much I like the movie Narnia?
You do love Narnia. But why does everybody like Kong and we hate Kong?
I don't know.
We did a whole... I'm never going to publish it, but we did like a 20-minute like commentary about Kong and how bad it was.
We were half south, too.
Maybe she had to watch it sober, I guess. I don't know. The kids were gone. We were having fun. All right,
Kong
we
didn't show up for 45 minutes.
Better. More like an hour and 45 minutes felt like. But last show, Amy had her candy that she shook. I don't think we have.
Some nerds?
Oh, I think okay, I... well, there's the answer. Glad this isn't live radio.
Hot potato, hot potato.
They were nerds.
They were nerds. We had one guest. Thank you for the one guest, which was Charles, from Mostly News. He guessed it was runts. We're kind of, what is a runt? I think runts are like sprees, but made by a different company.
I don't know.
I don't remember what runts are. So, Charles, if you
but
can help.
But they were nerds.
Little mini boxes of nerds. And they don't make nerds like they used to. The dual side, you have like one flavor on one side, another on the other side.
No, they just mix them all up.
And you can pull back the thing and dump them out. You just get these little like, you know, it's like an espresso box of nerds.
It's a crack box. You just pop it open. Just I just shove them all in my...
Yeah, you get a quick hit of sugar.
Oh, love him.
And then off you go. So,
love Willy Wonka.
Exactly. Mm. I don't know if I have anything else. Let's see what's on this. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm telling you, folks.
Oh, and Karen. Mr. We'll get to that. But Karen said from Z&Z, we were talking about second marriages and third marriages and whatnot. In their family, they call first marriages starter marriages. Kind of like your first car, you know.
I had one of those.
Rewind episode 66 of the Red Boy Podcast for more information on that. And Amy, we got voicemail.
We did.
I'm so glad because it saved our voicemail account. So here we go.
The following takes place between the time you call and the time you hang up the phone.
Hi, Matt and Amy. It's Charlie.
And Carol.
From Israelisms. Carol wanted to call. What did you want to say?
I wanted to wish Amy, congratulations.
A happy birthday. Oh.
No. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Bucky's gone. And Charlie's in his glory because his precious Callie is still in.
Yes. Yes. Pick Pickler.
No, pick Chris.
No. Okay.
Okay, that's it. We've got another 50 minutes to go before we get to see Idol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And welcome to Tripod, you guys. Very, very exciting to have you on board. Thanks for coming.
We love your show.
Love your show. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, what he didn't mention there is I didn't have a choice with Tripod. They put a gun to my head and said I had to sign up.
Oh yeah.
No. Yeah, we are. We didn't really do a lot of fanfare.
You wanted to be on that. All I've heard about for 2 months is
Tripod.
Tripod.
So yes, we are a part of the Tripod Network.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Idiot. So check out tripodnetwork.com.
.com
for all the hottest podcasts this side of the this side of the globe. That side of the it's all over the globe. You know what? This side of the galaxy, that covers it.
Ooh, but, how exciting there.
And I was listening to their last show. Apparently you haven't, because I had to tell you.
I have been gone.
I know. You've been.
Okay.
I know. We'll get
I've
to
been
that.
Gone.
I know. We'll get to that. But yes.
I've been.
Your chocolate spread is on its way, Amy.
I know. That's so great. I can't wait.
They're probably going to charge you shipping and handling, but.
I don't care.
But actually, you know what? And help Charlie. I don't remember exactly
it's
why.
Chocolate spread.
Charlie's. Go ahead.
I can't wait. I'm going to go
buy. I don't
know
what chocolate spread is.
It's, well, I listened to one of their shows.
You heard was chocolate and yours perked up.
Well, they said, no, that's kind of like they said, it's kind of like your peanut butter type spread.
Is it when like two great flavors come together?
I'm just so excited that I'm going to go buy little pretzels.
Oh, dear God.
So I can dip the pretzels into the chocolate spread.
Thank you, Charlie and Carol, for creating this monster.
And I can't wait to put it on white bread.
It's going
to
be like crack, though, because like the first one's free. The second one, they're going to charge you like
I'll be like, I got to have a fix, man.
But go over and help Charlie. Go to Israelisms.com. I'll put a show link in the notes because I don't know how to spell it. Because Charlie, I don't remember what this backstory is, but his iPod apparently came in contact with a large amount of water and subsequently does not function anymore. So he's taking donations for a new iPod. And I don't believe him just giving like the tip jar for podcasts. I don't believe just tipping just because you're doing a podcast. It's like tipping the person who hands you your cup of coffee. I don't buy it. But the poor guy lost an iPod, so I gave him a whopping.
So now you can feel the pain there.
Yeah, so I gave him a whopping $2. But you know what? Hey, if everybody listens to Israelisms, give him $2, he could probably buy two iPods.
He's $2 closer.
Exactly. So go give him a couple bucks. It won't kill you.
Or even a dollar.
All right. Well, they were talking about Idol. So in a twist of the podcast, I just cannot get my brain straight tonight.
And now it's time for the Absolute Amy's American Idol update on the Red Boy Podcast. Find out who rocks on and who rolls out.
It didn't go your way.
It didn't.
It did not go.
Well, people, with the travels this week, we pretty much missed
most all of it. Yeah, all we know is
we saw yesterday. We know who lost.
Who lost? Amy?
We got to see the preview, you know, like kind of the Idol kickoff show. I was very upset about missing it because I was down south and.
Yeah, Amy calls me like 3 minutes to the show's over. Are you TiVoing Idol? I'm like, yeah, not so much.
Yeah,
I'm kind of watching a movie.
Yeah,
so.
I wasn't real happy with that.
Totally
so.
Lost.
But anyways, the big update, it was all about Rod Stewart.
But it wasn't Rod Stewart music. It wasn't kind of like Barry Manilow thing. Rod Stewart has a CD out, kind of like Barry Manilow's.
Well, he's got all these old songs he sings and stuff. I love it. So he was on and he sang and he was very good.
So since we don't know much about it,
and,
who
Ace,
got the boot?
Ace got booted off.
Not Chris is my notes.
The notes say Chris did, but Chris and Ace were at the bottom.
But I'm
and
sorry.
Ace got voted off, but you know, they did it a little bit different this time because they were down to seven. And so they divided up the groups.
But
they divided three and three, and then they told Taylor that he was safe.
That was stupid. It didn't
and
matter
then
where
said,
he went.
Taylor, go and stand by the group that you think.
It didn't
not.
Matter. He happened to pick the right side.
He did.
It wasn't like he was making the determination.
But I'm telling you.
But you know what? 2 weeks in a row, a boy's been booted.
I know.
It's not good for the boys. But you know what? I'm sorry, Charlie. Pickler may...
I'm sorry, Charlie.
I'm sorry, Charlie. Sorry, Charlie. Pickler may be some good eye candy, but she's dumber than a stick. I mean, I'm sorry. She is the new Jessica Simpson. I mean...
She's much cuter than Jessica Simpson. And
she doesn't
ugly either.
She doesn't do those weird face
Jessica
contortions.
Simpson sings ugly.
Yeah, Amy has an issue
She puts
with
on
Jessica
the old
Simpson.
Ugly face when she's like... singing. It's disgusting. She like tries to eat the microphone and her lip gets
like
all snarling and
somebody stuck a stick up her butt all of a sudden.
Oh, it's gross. Yeah, can't stand watching it.
It's better when she
maybe
lip
that's
syncs.
Why Nick left her. She's like, man, I just can't sing with her anymore.
You left her because she's dumber than a stick. That's why. Yep. So there you go. It's a short idol update.
Yep. So that's the idol update. We're sorry, folks.
Yeah, we didn't really.
I'm a little disappointed about this week.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
So now we're down to six.
All right. Well, as Amy alluded to earlier, Amy, thank you for your idol update.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt, for allowing me to do the idol update.
And now to me. We are the official podcast of the Valley Lutheran Stallions High School football team.
Woohoo!
Which really means nothing. I hope this isn't in conflict with Tripod.
Up in Saginaw, Michigan.
We're not paying them. They're not paying us. Our brother-in-law is the coach of the Stallions.
He's very excited.
Yes. Oh, he was all about, you guys need t-shirts and you can throw them out in the parade.
But let's say what we're going to do. We're going to go up and we're actually going to do a podcast from one of his games.
And they're in Michigan. Games.
Yes, sir.
Mid-northern Michigan.
They're up.
Okay, people can't.
If you look at the mitt.
People can't see you.
Look at
your
mitt. They're right in the crease of the thumb and, you know, the forefinger.
It's Saginaw. They're not going to know where it's at.
Yeah, but that's what they're saying. But, so they can look on there if they want to look.
There you go. Google map it if you'd like.
Yeah. So they're up there. So they're doing this whole thing, and we're going to...
He wants us to do a play-by-play for like the football game.
And we're like, okay.
Well, what your brother-in-law is not aware of is...
We can't call football.
I can barely... I don't really watch football, let alone be able to call football.
Well, I'm like, yeah, the guy ran. Because we're going to have some, he's going to line up, we're going to have some guest appearances.
People
we're going to have
football.
Well, his dad is going to be up there, and his dad's pretty funny. So we'll get his dad on there with us.
Well, and Les from Zaldor's World, who's up in that, about an hour away from there, is going to try and swing down.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Les, do you know anything about football? Because, I mean, I know basics about football, but all I know is, hey, the guy ran, he threw the ball, and he's down.
He wants us to come during their homecoming so we can... be in their parade.
He wanted us to come during the podcast conference, and I said absolutely not.
Yeah, I know.
I put my red boy foot down right
Whatever.
There.
Whatever. Yeah. We're still...
I'm the king of this household, kids.
Yes, he is. Not.
But he was... I mean, he wants to do a banner
He wants to give away t-shirts. He wants us to put... funny.
I kept telling him, I go, you know, this
we're
is gonna
not... We're going to put links to their site.
They're
going
to link to us, and we'll link to them.
There's going to just be... It is just... It's... numbers are going to soar, people. Numbers are going to soar. That's why Charlie wants us to be on Tripod.
Tripod right there,
because
baby.
Of this connection.
Because now we are the next ESPN of Northern Michigan high school football. If that's not a niche market, I've ever heard one.
Anyways.
So there you go. We'll be podcasting football.
My brother-in-law is very excited about it.
So. And that's fine. We'll have a good time.
And it'll be fun. It's going to be a good time.
All of Europe and Chicago, Michigan. It'll be a good time.
Eight and a half hours.
And we got to this conversation because, as Amy alluded to earlier, once again, likes to give
Where
away.
Did I go?
Well, hold on. Wait.
Ding, ding.
Amy, before... Wait.
Ding, ding.
You did that off the top of your head. It took me all day to find that. I want to put everybody...
This is eerie because I wasn't even thinking about that.
I want to put everybody in the mood for where we're going, kids. Bum. We're going on a little Red Boy road trip today.
Ding, ding.
To the wonderful land of Green Acres, also known to us as
Strasburg,
Illinois, with, 600 people?
652.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Ding, ding.
Yeah. I mean, it is the middle of nowhere.
City living is the for me.
We've talked about it before that there is... cornfields, and then there's southern cornfields, and that's where we were. And to start it off, to start it off, we have to get there, right? And mind you, Amy's not working, and she was going to stay an extended amount of time
because my sister was down.
Yes, so I was going to go one night. Well, I did. I went one night, came back, and Amy stayed a couple more nights. Well, you have to get there. $90 to fill up the two freaking cars to go down there. I could practically charter a helicopter to get there for $90, or at least a crop duster.
Oh, it's not that big of a deal.
So
suck that up.
So I'm thinking we're gonna take mopeds next time. That thing's like 100 miles a gallon.
We're gonna get two mopeds, and we're gonna get a couple little sidecars, and we're gonna put these little glasses on Maggie and Luke.
Can you get a moped with a sidecar?
And they're gonna be down there, and they're gonna have their little. We'll get Maggie with one of those little leather helmet things. You know, she'll be a little chopper.
Oh, jeez, And you see a lot of strange things down there. But the one night I was there, and that's all I can really comment on.
Well, no, all right, what are we going into here? My nose is just people. I'm sorry.
And I know, I can hear it. It's like a butterfly in the microphone.
I'm rubbing my nose. I'm sorry.
At least you're not picking it. Okay.
I only
stayed one night, and I think I counted earlier today there was roughly 14 people in your parents' 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath house. Now, I don't care whose math you're running that on. That's too many people in
eight
one house.
8 children.
Yeah, 8 kids.
Under the age. 8 and under.
6, 10, 12 adults, whatever. I don't know. So we decided, let's stay in a hotel. My choice was what, Amy?
You wanted to stay at the luxurious Holiday Inn
Express in Effingham, Illinois.
Effingham.
Yeah, and go to the Effing Grill. But... which has a pool and internet and blah, blah, blah.
We don't need that. We're going for sleep.
So to save $20, where did we stay, Amy?
We went to the Shelby Inn in Shelbyville, which I like Shelbyville.
Okay. And Shelbyville, okay, is the booming metropolis of 5,000 people. We
yes,
stayed at...
and they have a big lake and you can get a bunch of boats and
got
go
boat.
Out and get yourself some beer.
Okay.
And have some fun.
It's called the Shelby Inn or something like that.
Shelby Inn. We stayed at the Shelby Inn.
But
go out there. Google it.
Let me
Shelbyville, Illinois.
We'll put a link in the show notes, or I will.
It was a nice little place.
Okay, but it is a Moto Lodge.
Well, the part we stayed in.
Anybody of our generation knows what the Moto Lodges are. You know, it's that one-story ranch style.
It was
where
clean.
You park your car in the living room of your room, basically. Pull up to the door, you're right there. They fill out the thing, and the guy's like, here's your key. Pay me when you leave. I'm like...
He was a very nice man.
But it's like, I couldn't even figure out how to lock the door, because it was literally like the lock that's on our bathroom. I'm like, ooh, what am I going to security? No locks on the window. I'm like, okay. So after a day of fun-filled activities at your parents' house, we head back to the Moto Lodge. And so we put the kids to bed, and I had the biggest freaking redneck moment of my entire life to date, I think. Kids are in bed in the Moto Lodge. I'm sitting with lovely Absolute Amy on the
stoop, the curb,
basically, outside the front door of our Moto Lodge to the hum of the air conditioner, drinking a Miller High Life Light.
And what were we doing?
My head was about 4 foot from the prop of a bass boat.
And then we were watching the local police.
Pull over drunks.
Yep. It was fun.
I'm like, oh my God, we are such hicks.
And we will stay there again because you know what that is? It's called sanity. It was a little escape.
And they're asking.
Except my only problem was you had freaked me out about going and staying there all day. You're like, okay, this place, because you went and checked in without us.
And Amy has a bed bug
and
issue.
And I watched that latest, whatever, Primetime Live or 2020 or something about the bed bugs. So I'm freaking out. I'm looking in corners. I'm looking in the beds. I like lift the sheets up really fast, see if I could see anything.
Maybe like Joe's apartment or something. Hi, how you doing, Tarzan?
I was freaking out, so I kept having dreams about bed bugs.
Well, the next morning, we're taking showers, and I look, and they have these, like those, yeah, I felt like a Pizza Hut pizza. They got those heat lamps, you know. Does Amy choose more ice?
I didn't. I just took a drink. Okay. It's just rattling right now.
Oh, that's
in the
great
glass.
Too. But, you know, those heat lamps, it's like a dual bulb. They keep you warm.
I love it. I was like, ooh, got a heat lamp.
And I told him, you know what? I haven't seen these in a long time. I said, you know what? I think I know why. Because they're burning hotels to the ground. I think it might be.
Oh, and we got to watch Fuzzy Cable.
Yeah, and it had Fuzzy Cable. And you know why you get Fuzzy Cable, Amy? Because you splice it too many times to not have to pay for it all.
I don't know. It was pretty good. I you know what? I had a great time.
It was unique. It was.
When I tell you that we need, I go, why don't you just pretend we're in Disney World?
And what your brother-in-law call it then? What world would that be, Amy?
White trash land.
Yeah. You have Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, Futureland, White Trash Land.
And that's not true. We could have called it Sticks Land.
Well, then we get up the next morning, and we go to the...
And we opened up the IGA.
No, it wasn't. It was County Market.
Oh, County Market. We opened up the County Market grocery store.
And did I have my goof tooth in? I had something about me was giving off an aura that I did not belong.
Well, let's see. We're walking around, and we have our Asian daughter.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of Asians.
Maybe that could have been a...
Yeah.
A big ding, 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 ding.
Is she yours?
No one said that.
No, but no one they were very
and
nice.
Everyone was nice. And
okay, but to my point.
These are my people, Matt.
Your people.
All my family. I'm probably related. My mom had to move so she could date when she was,
that age. But then we're leaving town.
Yeah.
And what to my wondering eyes does appear but a ghetto shack with a sign that says, Billy Lee's Video. Come to Billy Lee's Video. We've got all the greatest new releases. We've got Forrest Gump, Pretty in Pink. I don't know what's another movie. Billy Lee, you got another movie?
You said Kong.
And we have Kong. Available on VHS or Betamax.
You big dork.
We also have Atari 2600 for rentals. Stop in today.
Okay, enough.
It was fun. Well, not as bad as this video store in Sullivan called
The Video Store.
Because apparently it's the only video store in Sullivan.
It's The Video Store.
Of course, I can't say much. Look at our business's name.
The
Copy Shop. So it's not the only copy shop here.
More than just copies, too.
We are more than just copies. I don't think they were more than just video, though. I think they were pretty much video.
You know, but it was fun. We had a good time.
We did. All right.
You know, it's an adventure. Lillie's Could you video. Look at life as a... As
it
a,
was. I felt like Clark Griswold. I was looking for the geese in the pool.
You are Clark. Oh, no, that was the other thing. I was driving, and you're like, watch out, because there was a great big... It was a... farm equipment, like a spreader.
Fertilizer.
And it was like this great big thing, and Matt's like, don't drive underneath it.
I'm not sure why those things sit up high like that.
It was pretty neat, though. But anyways.
Right, we'll glaze over. And then, of course, I came home. I'll do this very
And you
quickly.
Left me alone.
I left you down there, and I came home. And
what did you do while I was gone, Matt?
My rule, probably shouldn't be left alone. I really am not good with being by myself anymore. I don't know what to do. I just sit there going, okay. Because the problem is my brain goes, I can do so much, but I don't really want
to. We made mimosas with ice cream.
I just drank beer. I put it in a garbage disposal and only got one cut on my finger. That's pretty good.
And you rented three moves. Movies.
Movies. Moves.
Yeah.
I did this one and that one and this one. How you doing? Yeah, I rented Doom. Yeah, that's another one on the crapola list.
Who's in that?
The Rock.
Oh.
I thought it looked cool, but really it's just like the video. It's really dark.
So bad.
No, it was not good. Scary Movie 3, I laughed my ass off. Oh my God, it was hilarious. Yeah, I don't think you'd like it. And then The Bourne Supremacy, not really a new movie, but I was really wandering around the video store going, this is my only chance to watch a movie. What do I want to rent? So many choices and didn't know what to do. So, I don't know. I survived.
You know, our video store is not called The Video Store.
The Video Store.
It's just one out of I don't know how many family videos that have all right. dotted.
Well, I want to talk
Illinois.
About a couple other things. So in the interest of time, we're going to skip over Mr. C this week.
Oh.
Mr. C is working on his voicemail. Thank you. I think Karen said she sent him an email. And I sent him a note saying, hey, have you got your email set up yet? I'm having trouble. So anybody who sent him a note, thank you. Please send him more so when he gets it hooked up, he knows what he's been missing. So we'll do another Mr. C next week. I think the climate will hold off good for another week. What are you trying to read? You have this look of what the hell are we doing?
Oh, okay, never mind.
Quickly, turning 50 this week or last week. Must have been last week. Pop Rocks.
Oh, Pop Rocks.
It's the same thing I typed here, Pop Rocks.
I'm like, what? Yes. Pop Rocks turns 50.
Yes.
Wow.
Don't you love pop? I haven't seen a pop. I don't know where you can get them. They turn
pop
50,
rocks,
but
you
I
put them in Coke, and if you drink it, you're going to explode.
No, the urban legend was that actor John Gilchrist or something like that, who played Mikey from the Life Serial.
He blew up.
That he drank, he swallowed the whole thing of Pop Rocks,
and
drank
then
a Coke.
And he exploded. His stomach exploded. Do it, man.
No.
It was in fourth grade when that happened. That's probably about 30 years ago.
Do you know how they make Pop Rocks?
No, and I don't care.
Tiny shards of candy include a gasified form of carbon dioxide.
Gasified.
So there you go. But that is an urban legend, kids. Nobody really does.
Gasified.
There's no official deaths known by... Oh, you know what we haven't done for a while, Liam?
Hot potato. Hey, you've been slacking tonight.
I know. I got all...
Potato.
Go spaghetti. I thought I faded that. Nice job.
Mash banana.
Anyway, I guess I don't. The downside with show notes is I get so tied into the notes that I don't pay attention. All right, we have the 100 unsexiest men in the world, Amy. You want to go from 1 to 100? We're not going to read all 100, but do you want to go from 1 or go from 100?
Man, I don't care.
Believe it or not, well, number 100 was Brad Pitt.
Unsexiest?
He may look good, but rumors about his hygiene and BO issues are true.
Well, you know, he likes to...
Oh, if they are true, then...
Then that would make him bad.
Because he's icky.
But you know what? Who of us are going to get that close?
Probably not
me. He can still be on my 100 most sexiest.
Here, a couple of your Fox and Friends are on here, Amy. Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
And...
Smart men. I'm sorry.
Smart men who aren't good looking.
Who aren't sexy, I guess.
Howie Mandel of the Guess Your Suitcase game.
Deal or no deal.
Robert Engel, who played Freddy Krueger. Well, no crap.
Yeah.
What kind of moron didn't know
that? Wow, this is a riveting spot.
Bite me.
And what was your comment?
No. In the top 25, number 21, Ron Howard. And Amy.
Aww, I love Ron Howard.
What do you say I look like?
I say you are really... good looking Ron Howard.
And when I read that, I'm like, I'm so glad she puts that clarification on there, because she just said I look like Ron Howard.
You're really cute.
I look more like Horatio.
I think he's cute too. You know?
Carrot Top was number 16. Now, Carrot Top
okay,
is.
Okay, yeah, he's a puke.
Richard Simmons is number 14.
Oh, Richard. Who's number one?
Number 5, Alan Combs from Handy and Combs.
Oh, he is kind of scary. He kind of looks like Skeletor.
He looks like Dora the Explorer with his head. Dr. Phil at number 4, which I don't know why he'd, I don't know.
Because he's bald?
So what?
I don't know.
Bald's beautiful.
I know it is.
Robert Ebert's number 3.
Okay.
Who cares? Randy Johnson, runner, I guess, or not, whatever. And number 1, Gilbert Gottfried. Affleck.
Oh, poor Gilbert. Well, even, I saw him the other day on TV.
He even plays ugly cartoon characters, so what are you going to do?
He was like a bird.
He was a parrot in Aladdin.
Aladdin. Arabian Nights.
All right.
Oh, you should play the earworm again.
Oh, I should? Should we do it one more time just so everybody gets it stuck in their head?
Come on, everybody. Let's sing along. Hot potato.
Need to wake me up. We need to do afternoon shows.
Potato.
Well, I just did 10. I thought I faded it, and all of a sudden it just dropped
it
off.
It just goes...
No, wait.
My favorite part is the mashed bananas.
And mash
them, your hands, like you're mashing bananas when you're doing that. And then the spaghetti is little... You make your little fingers go down. You make them...
Okay. I don't know. This 8 o'clock podcasting thing, you just put me to sleep. Of course, we put everybody to sleep, too. Well, if you're still listening, we appreciate it. If you get 30 seconds in your life, please visit us at redboypodcast.com, email redboy@redboypodcast.com, or amy@redboypodcast.com.
And I'll never get it, but go ahead and do it.
We removed it from the website because I shouldn't have put it out there to begin with, and I did, and I got a bunch of spam, so I quit. So, that's us. This is the show. Anything else to add to this?
Bum, 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 bum.
Why do we podcast? That should be a question.
Why do we podcast?
I don't know, because I enjoy torturing you.
Because this is our time, honey.
This is our time. You know what we should do next week? Not do formal show notes, just write down some ideas and just talk.
I like your show notes. It keeps me focused.
I know, but it's a little too focused. You know what happens? I listen back when I'm doing the show notes. I'm like, yeah, I could have like commented. I was so into trying to get to the next topic. And we still went over a minute.
How many minutes did we go?
38. I wanted to 30.
Oh.
We didn't do Mr. C. We dissed Mr. C's G-spot this week.
Okay, I guess we better wrap this up then,
and everybody's going, we still don't care. Shut up.
All right, well, that would be the end of the Red Boy podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy.
And me, Red Boy.
Stay tuned to show number 68. It'll be great.
It It'll be something.
Yeah.
All right, on behalf of Absolute, the lovely Absolute Amy, I am Red Boy, and we are saying
out.